Making chocolate is Chef Randy Olmsted's specialty and passion. And this election season, he's cooked up something special, a political truffle campaign. He came up with the idea during the 2008 presidential campaign.
We had our very first African-American candidate, and it was a situation in which I wanted to be part of because it was historic for this country. So we started doing, let's find out how people really feel. And what better way than to create a Democratic chocolate and a Republican chocolate?
The Democratic truffle has a donkey on its dark chocolate shell. The Republican truffle has an elephant, the emblems of the two major U.S. political parties.
Hi, how are you?
Olmsted says he's often surprised at customers' reactions.
We'll have a person come in, buy some Democratic chocolates, and the person standing right behind them will come in and go, how many did they just buy? Well, they just bought four. Okay, give me eight of the other party.
Frederick is a conservative small town in Maryland, a state that usually elects Democrats.
We're in a district within our House of Representatives in which we have had a Republican representative now for many, many terms. So there's kind of a split a little bit.
I will take a Republican truffle.
Oh, nice.
His customers reflect that political split.
It can cause rifts if two people are extremely different in their viewpoint. So a lot of times the people will begin to talk.
Melissa Buckman, a regular customer, likes the truffle campaign.
Democrat.
She points out the chocolate is a bipartisan favorite.
A lot of people have bad feelings towards each other. It gets really personal. So I think this is just a fun way to kind of make amends with each other.
And are you going to void her vote?
I am not.
Tim Eichelberger agrees.
Into the ballot box it goes.
He's just cast his vote and savors the taste of chocolate and democracy.
To me, an excellent way to celebrate the election. I mean, and it is something to celebrate. I mean, you know, understanding that there is still people who struggle with the right to vote. And, you know, we just have it so readily here. And it's absolutely something to be celebrated.
Jeff Olmsted says every single purchase counts.
Our numbers as of right now, the Democrats are ahead 178 votes to 146 votes. And if my math is correct,
78 divided by 324,
the Democrats are at 55% of the total vote. You know, this is not scientific at all. You walk in, we take a pen, we do a check mark.
And the numbers are constantly changing.
5, 10, 15, 20.
Each Tuesday through Election Day, updates are being posted on the store's website. Randy Olmsted hopes his campaign will raise political participation and sales of chocolate. For writer Faiza El Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
Yeah, we put it on the top row for you.